The following is Commissioner Ed Rothstein with his 2025 State of the County Address.
One of the challenges in going fifth is a lot of what was shared. I will share a little bit as well. Definitely would like to upfront thank the Chamber, our media team, overall our workforce for everything we're doing to making this happen, and especially you both here, and we'll be listening later on, the community. One of the things I've said early on, and one of my go-to lines is life is good, and I really believe it. I try not to take myself so serious, but I do everything I do very seriously. And I'm going into my seventh year as a county commissioner, and I want to share some of my thoughts and reflections of how we got to where we are today, and then also some thoughts on what lies ahead. Over the past 7 years, we've seen a lot of change, both in our state and our county. Notable achievements, as shared before, the creation of the Fire EMS system, combining both professional and volunteer services, maintaining that AAA bond rating since 2018, which is no easy matter whatsoever. A very strong team that has shared with those rating agencies just how good we are. And just a note about that, only 8% of municipalities and counties and states receive a AAA bond rating in the United States. Only 8%. So we're doing pretty well. You know, a few years back, we had to deal with COVID-19 and all the impacts, whether we believe they were warranted or not. They were still impacts on ourselves, our community, and we are recovering from those challenges, as well as implementing a state-mandated public education blueprint, as Commissioner Guerin shared. This is a very difficult task that lies in front of us. These are just some of the well-known, as we call, larger rocks that are in the jar, and you picture the large rocks, small rocks, and then the pebbles. Those are the large rocks we talk about. But there's a lot of still large rocks that are priorities that shape our path moving forward. And these are things like the roads, the bridges, the broadband, as well as the social services and quality of life initiatives that must remain a priority. Commissioner Collar shared some of them, and like he said, those were just the wave tops. Heading into 2025 and fiscal year 2026, Carroll County stands in a strong position. However, it's important to acknowledge that the line between very strong and just good enough is narrowing. We owe this success to you, our residents. You help focus our time, resources, and budget to ensure we're prioritizing the right things. As shared a couple of seconds ago, we have a dedicated workforce, a top-tier public education system, a robust economy, and a thoughtful approach to growth. The Carroll County Master Plan, along with our economic impact and housing studies, reflect your input and guide our decisions. It's vital that we continue listening to you, the people, to ensure we remain on the right course. Despite our strength, we face challenges. As I mentioned earlier, the gap between very strong and just good enough is closing. We must address both internal and external mandates with the responsibility that they deserve. They will require difficult decisions in the upcoming year. Last year, we managed a multi-year budget, ensuring quality of services even though we had fewer employees. Reduced income forecast and relying on one-time funds covering budget shortfalls. This is not a sustainable approach. To continue being a leader in the state and uphold the high standards that we've set, we need to identify services that may need to be scaled back or where additional revenue might be found. Continuing to rely on one-time funds for recurring expenses is a strategy that just cannot last indefinitely. It's akin to balancing our checkbook with our savings account. Eventually, the savings will run out. The challenge we face is balancing the needs and desires of our community while remaining fiscally responsible and avoiding the mistake of neighboring areas, expanding without foresight or burdening residents with higher taxes. we must always keep in mind a few key facts. As shared, nearly a third of Carroll County is preserved for agricultural use, and this should remain a priority. Most of this preservation is in the northern and western parts of the county. Our public school system, the best in the state, is dealing with overcrowding in elementary and middle schools, particularly in the southeast. Residential, commercial, and industrial growth is concentrated in our municipalities and in the Freedom District's designated growth area, where landowners have the ability to develop their property as they see fit in accordance with the codified zoning. This focus on property rights is something that I hold dear and reflects the model of governance I believe in, one that is closest to the community, responsive to local needs, and respectful of individual freedoms. In conclusion, while the state of the county is strong, we must remain vigilant by addressing the challenges ahead with careful planning, fiscal responsibility, community involvement. We can ensure that Carroll County remains vibrant and strong for generations to come. Once again, life is good, and thank you.
Next is Commissioner Rothstein's Priority Carroll segment from March 20th, 2025.
Just a couple things. One, last night I had the opportunity to talk to Cub Scout Pack 110 down in Carrolltown Elementary. Kids from kindergarten through, I think, fourth or fifth grade. Then I spoke with the Weeblos afterwards. Always a lot of energy with these kids and very inquisitive with their questions and interest on what's going on around them. So that was a lot of fun. Always enjoy being invited to opportunities like that. I also participate in the MACO legislative session, albeit via Zoom and not in person. Very good discussion, especially, I believe, around education and the blueprint. MACO does such a great job. I'm so proud, one, to be on their board, but also to participate with their team, their leadership and their team, and all the other jurisdictions coming together. And shout out to one of their staffers, Sarah Semple. She put together a letter to the legislation regarding blueprint and basically was sharing what specific counties are expecting to spend from the formula that was in 2018, not taking in regard inflation to now 2025. And the difference, and it's very difficult to make up that difference, one from the 2018 to 2025, and then also from what the schools have been given in dollar amount to now what the schools are expecting in dollar amount. And we're not alone. We're definitely Carroll County. You know, we definitely have our challenges, and we know the magic numbers, but she also highlighted Howard County, Somerset County. I know County Executive Cassley was interviewed, I believe today, over Harford County, same issues regarding a difference in dollar amount. I don't believe we're going to get to the full dollar amount that has been requested with the Board of Education. I'm looking forward to continuing to work with the Board of Education and CCPS in sharing what right could look like. And I believe there's going to be a compromise in the middle. I think key to also our success is continuing to voice our strong opinions on why these dollars matter and why funding our school system matters to continue the best education in the state. And that's really what we have. And I know Pam Meister is going to be talking a little bit more about that as well. So I look forward to that conversation.